Hello, this is Wyatt Saving of Bliss Podcast. We're coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville,
Tennessee, at Bongo Java.
Where the world famous Mother Teresa breadcrumb has been stolen. It's gone.
Cinnamon bun.
Well, Rachel Ray, maybe you can tell me a little bit about that.
Rachel Ray?
Isn't that who you are?
No.
Who are you?
Tracy.
I'm Wyatt.
Wyatt's girlfriend.
Yes. So give us a little background on Bongo Java. Hold it right up to you.
I found Bongo Java through Food Network because Rachel Ray came here for $40 a day.
Yeah.
And I like Rachel Ray, so.
What is $40 a day?
It's where she goes to different cities in the U.S. and eats for $40 a day. Three meals.
What's special about this place?
The Mother Teresa cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
In the coffee.
What is the Mother Teresa cinnamon roll?
We just talked about it.
So, like, the image of Mother Teresa appeared in this, whatever it's called.
Bun.
Cinnamon bun. Yep. But it was stolen.
Yes.
On December 2005, on Christmas Day, someone came in. What do you think happened to the cinnamon bun?
Someone ate it.
We suspect it was eaten. But there's a $5,000 reward right now.
Yep.
And there's like a suggestion box that says, you know, where do you think the cinnamon bun could have gone? And there's a couple of notes in there like, why don't we stop the stupid thing and give the money to the employees? So it's packed out right now. It's kind of cool. Like, there's a lot of places like this in Nashville. The same kind of style.
Mm-hmm. Like Provence Cafe we went to yesterday.
Provence. That was a French cafe. That was good. And this morning, where did we go this morning?
The Loveless Cafe, and Motel.
Someone, I don't know how it all started, something about cured ham. They were making ham. I didn't read the little kitty menu, but it had a history on there.
I don't know. They had a hotel, and they decided to have people into their home. Then they converted their home to a restaurant.
And then before you know it, they moved out of the house.
Hotel.
So it's like a little country home with wood floors, and they have, like, comfort food. Ham, and I had pork chops.
Fried okra.
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes and syrup.
And grits. Yep. So.
Pulled pork.
Yours was better than mine.
Mine was good, but I'm sick now.
Are you sick from the food?
I don't know. It's suspect.
Oh, that's too bad. I thought it was interesting. My pork chop was a little bit dry, I thought, but yours was
pretty good. Yours was dry. Mine was good.
I ate some of yours. I didn't get sick.
That's true.
Yeah, so we're at the Bongo Java Cafe
near
in
Belmont College on Belmont Avenue.
Yeah, not
in
to
Nashville.
Be confused with Vanderbilt or we're staying near.
Yes.
We can tell you that because we'll be gone by the time you hear this, hopefully.
Select by Holiday Inn.
Gotta keep away all those stalkers. It's becoming a problem now.
Yeah, I know.
Since Wyatt's Haven of Bliss podcast has become so popular in the world. I mean, you saw how many people are listening to it. It's amazing, isn't it?
Me and you.
You and me, both of us together. Yep. So, what do you think of Nashville?
It's a fun city.
Yeah. I think it's relaxing after being quaint.
Quaint and
after slower. Being in Chicago, it's a lot. It's like you can spread your legs a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Music City, USA.
Yeah, I didn't see as many cowboy hats as I wanted to see.
That's true.
We went cowboy hat shopping yesterday.
We did.
Did you like it?
You wanted the hat really bad.
I did. I wanted a Stetson.
10-gallon Stetson.
2X.
Triple X.
That sounds bad.
I know.
I didn't think about it till now. What's the X rating?
It determines how much beaver fur is in the hat.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah, and you can have like up to Infinity X. That's really hardcore.
Then it has mink in it. Like Vince Gill or Garth Brooks.
Clint Black and all those people. They have like, I don't know, is it like 1,000X? It was like $6,500 hat.
Yeah. Something like that.
It's like 100x is all beaver. Then they add rabbit and mink into. It's also like things about the sweatband.
And the leather sweatband.
Yeah.
And we learned about Willie Nelson's hat from the owner.
Yeah, well, that guy was funny because he was talking about, you know, I just want you to shape it. I don't want to have the marijuana stains removed.
Yeah, Willie wanted his marijuana smell on the hat.
Yeah. And he was all happy about that. I think he liked marijuana.
I think so, too.
He was kind of a big fat guy. And there's hats all over the place on the walls and stuff. I think I was about a size 7 hat, if you want to buy me one. I'll take a...
Triple X.
Stetson, those
and
are
light,
nice.
And a light tan
the
color.
Light, yeah, I like the light khaki
the
one.
The light tan
was
good looked
good
on you.
That one black one was shaped pretty good.
Oh, that looked good too, yeah.
With my coat. Yeah. You like the pink straw
hat.
I
like the red one, the pink one.
Yeah.
The green one.
You look good in the straw hats. It seems like the girls wear the straw hats and the guys wear the black hats.
I think so. I think those are guy hats, the bigger ones.
Yeah. At least around here. Not as many people wore them as I thought they would.
I wasn't expecting.
You weren't expecting anyone?
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't think about it before I came.
Yeah. I like the boots, though.
I do like the boots.
Maybe I should get you a pair. Would you want a pair of boots?
Maybe.
You have to wear them, though.
I know. They're made for walking.
What are the boots like?
They're like cowboy boots.
Yeah.
With leather heels.
Yeah, they got little heels. It's like an
little
inch.
Little metal timbers on the front.
They look like they're made for riding a horse.
Yeah. Getting your foot stepped on by a horse.
Yeah. I didn't see any that have spikes and spike heels. Mm-hmm. They're all like... They had like a little inch heel, and then they were slanted in on the back side, so you could rock your foot, I guess.
You know, I didn't try any on. I should try them on just to see what they feel like.
We'll go try them out. There were some of them were like, buy one, get two free.
Yeah.
And we found out why.
Like $180 a pair.
They're almost as much as the hats. It was like $100 for a 2X hat, right? And about $150 to $200 for 3X.
If it was a true X rating.
And if it's a true X rating, a triple X can cost like $220.
Something
3Xs.
Like that.
3X hats are a lot nicer than the 2X ones.
Yeah, they were.
Don't you agree?
I agree.
Oops.
You stopped recording?
I just stabbed you.
Oh.
Oh, well. We're okay.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind getting one.
I know, we'll see.
But I don't like, there's no one here that has cowboy hats, but it's a college town. More hip, trendy, and Nashville star. We did see a cowboy last night, though.
Did we?
The Garth Brooks guy.
Oh.
Where did we go last night?
We went to the Wild Horse Saloon. World famous Wild Horse Saloon.
Yeah, what's that?
It is a world famous dance hall, country line dancing hall.
Country line dancing?
Yes.
Why don't you tell us about that a little bit? You don't like it when I put you on the spot. You have to talk about it if you don't want to.
We went country line dancing and learned some new moves at the Wild Horse Saloon.
Yeah, we learned two dances pretty much, and along with the hustle, which everybody knows. Electric slide. It's not really the hustle. The hustle is something else, but people call it the hustle.
And they had a live band.
Yeah.
I don't remember this name, but some young guy with his 16-year-old groupies out front.
Oh, yeah. They all had the cowboy boots,
cowboy boots and
miniskirt and the straw hats. They all were really skanky.
Yeah. And then there was an old guy that taught us the line dances. He was probably like 70.
60 or 70.
60 to 70.
Yeah, he was pretty cool.
He knew all the moves.
He did it really easy to follow, and it was really smooth, too, how he turned.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool. The place was kind of like an opera house, like the old style.
Three-tiered with a big... stage and red curtain.
The wall goes straight up and you look right down. It's pretty cool for the line dancing because you can see everybody all at once.
Yeah, that's cool.
And you see all the dances going on. They did an employee dance at the beginning. It was interesting. And they went out and just did save a horse and ride a cowboy by Big and Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Nice Christian song.
Is it?
No.
Oh.
Like the opposite.
Oh.
It's really bad. Yeah, and they had like a dance for it, and they had a little move where they ride the cowboy.
Oh, that's what it says, ride the cowboy? Or cow horse?
Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
That's a bad song. I didn't even hear the lyrics.
Yeah. The band was kind of
mediocre. Do you like the girl in the band?
I thought she was funny.
She was funny.
She looked like a Dixie chick. Definitely like a girl from Kentucky.
Yeah.
Because of her. She had like the short hair and the big hoopy earrings. Poofed out like a Dixie chick or whatever.
Chick, yeah.
Or Shadaisy or whatever those bands are. She did the air guitar all night.
That was funny. That was sad, though.
That's why I felt bad for her. Like, the whole night, for like over... How long were they up there? A few hours. She did the air guitar almost the whole time.
She really wanted to learn how to play guitar, I think.
I think so.
She needed a cowboy hat or something.
I felt bad for her. She did sing a couple songs that were okay. She kind of got into it. I give it for getting into
it.
She
has an A for effort.
Yeah. Better than the lead guy. He was kind
of
pathetic.
Yeah, he was just a pretty face.
He did a couple covers, which weren't really that great. He didn't have a really great voice.
Yeah.
So, the keyboardist did Travis Tritt, T-R-U-O-B-L-E. Gotta spell it right, but that's the song, Trouble. It was kind of fun.
Did you like the Legends Bar in the afternoon?
The Legends Bar. We went to a couple. Is the Legends the second one?
Legends Corner.
Yeah. So... Nashville's got Broadway is like the main street, and then is it Second Street is also
Second Avenue.
So like all the bars where all the live music goes down Broadway and then up Second. So we went down, looked at boots and hats
for an hour or two.
Yeah, and then we went into a couple of the places that had live music.
Yeah, they have live music from 11 a.m. to 3 a.m. every day.
Yeah, we went to one that was like. I don't remember the guy's name, who cares, but it was pretty cool. It was like a little bit of a lodge, something you'd see in the movies, and it had an upper deck where you could go up on top and look down on the stage. It was cool, but we didn't stay because the guy's voice sounded kind of whiny and his band wasn't very good.
It was drowned out in the open spaces.
Yeah. So we went to Legends, which is next to
Tootsie's Orca Lounge.
Okay. And they had a band with a fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
I like fiddle players.
She was good.
She's funny. I like that she didn't have any shoes on.
I know. That's the first thing you noticed.
I didn't realize that right away, but it was funny. Just up on stage with no shoes and a fiddle on.
The lead singer kept drinking
Washington
apples. Like 20 of them by the time we were the hour and a half that we were there.
She was totally like ready to fall off her chair. I don't know the name of the band. Remember. It was hard to.
I don't know. I don't think she ever said.
She said everyone's names, but they kind of blurred together too.
Yeah, she was probably a 40 something.
Oh, at least probably
trying
50.
To dress like a 20-year-old and act like one.
She thought she was on par with other girls in her age. You could tell she's big hair. Yeah, she was kind of like Shania Twain. One of those. We were trying to figure out how many ex-husbands she must have had, because she didn't have a wedding ring on.
But her daughter's the Michigan Idol.
Michigan Idol?
Yeah. She goes to Notre Dame.
Yeah. Anyways, the band was pretty good. She had a nice voice.
She did. It's nice and deep.
Her songs are all about being a hypocrite. You can judge me if you want, because I'm going to drink all I like.
And I'll pray at night.
I'll pray at night for forgiveness. But the fiddle was really good, especially at the end when she started doing her little solos and stuff.
Yeah, that was a good hoedown.
She didn't really move around very much, though.
No, she's not a performer yet.
Yeah.
She'll get there.
So that was a really good one. I like that one the most.
Maybe me too. I like dancing, but I like that one.
We're still trying to figure out what a Washington apple is.
We'll have to order one find out.
I think
out.
It must be like a cider or something.
Or whiskey.
Like alcoholic cider.
Maybe.
It could be whiskey.
It was red in color.
Yeah, maybe it has like apple juice mixed in something. I have no idea. Anyway, so they have music downtown every day, I guess.
I think they have
music tomorrow and tonight, because it's Sunday. It is the South. Dixieland, right?
Dixieland.
We figured out what Dixieland is.
Yes. Texas to Florida to
South Carolina,
I think.
Pretty much the South.
The South.
They had like
Confederate
some,
nation.
Yeah, they had the cowboy hats with the Confederate flags on them. That was bad.
I know.
I was going to get you one.
Yeah, right.
You can wear it at home. Like, you can go out, you wear the Confederate flag hat, and I'll wear the African hat you bought me when you're in Nigeria. We'll see how long we last in Chicago.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. So, but your stomach's hurting a little bit
it
today.
Is.
So we're gonna go see some more live music today, hopefully.
Yes. We had sushi yesterday too in Nashville.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
It wasn't too bad.
We needed a little bit of break from the steaks. I had
steaks,
steak for lunch.
Southern food.
There's like a Cracker Barrel every like 5 seconds.
And Shoney's. Catfish and hush puppies.
Yep, catfish, hush puppies, and steaks, and fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
Yeah, meat and three, right?
Meat and three.
What's meat and three, Rachel Ray?
You can order any meat you want, and you get three side dishes, which include buttermilk biscuits.
Yeah.
And preserves.
It's a big hit.
And honey. And shogum or something. Sugarum.
Yeah.
Logrum. Sorghum, that's it.
Sorghum.
I don't know what that is yet. We'll have to look it up.
Yeah, I haven't figured it out either. So we took some pictures and we went to the cafe.
La Provence.
La Provence.
La Provence.
Which is a state of France. I went to Aix. Which Aix-en-Provence. It was a nice little town. They had lots of water fountains all over.
That's good.
Because Napoleon gave Josephine 1,000 fountains for her birthday.
Really?
Yep.
What'd you get me for my birthday? It was a
nice
month ago.
I don't know. Did I get you anything? I don't think so.
He got me flowers, I think.
Nothing big deal.
He got me a necklace for my birthday. For Christmas.
I got you your hat and gloves, I think, for
oh,
your birthday.
Oh, that's right, we did.
Which
now I've
Lauren.
Had like four holes in them. Do not buy Ralph Lauren. Cheapest quality.
It's been $100
on
the hat and gloves.
On hat and gloves, and I've had three holes that I had to sew myself back together.
I know. But you're wearing the necklace I got you.
Yeah.
The Picasso heart.
From Tiffany's.
Yeah. So Nashville's been a big hit so far.
Mm-hmm.
This is our little travel log, and Tracy takes care of everything. She
yes.
Shows us where to go. And
I'm the tour guide.
Yeah. I'd be lost without her.
You would be.
I think she's having fun. It's more fun than we expected to have.
It is.
Compared to Washington, D.C., where we're stressed out every 5 seconds because we thought we'd get
someone was going to mug us. Cut us.
Everywhere.
Cut you if you talk to me.
Like that guy
yeah.
said. Talk to me, I'm going to cut you. I was really excited to see the Mother Teresa incarnation here.
I know,
kinda
that
sad
was gone.
She was really mean to me when I asked about it. I said, what happened to it? And she's like, it's stolen. I'm like, I can see that. It says it in big letters right there. It's really mean.
Yeah, they just look kind of mean.
And like, did it turn out? She's like, no. Go away.
We have Mother Teresa on our table. Did you see that? In the cinnamon bun.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. See, look. It's a flaming,
oh, yeah,
it's a flaming
like
cinnamon bun. She's crying over the cinnamon bun that's been stolen.
Oh, you think that's it?
I think so.
It does look like her. She kind of has, like... Her nose is really big, like an old. And her
she's
lips
got
are puckered.
The token headscarf on.
Yeah.
So she doesn't stand
like
out.
One of the rings of the cinnamon bun looks like a sash
like a
over
sash
her
over
forehead.
Her. She's got her humble smile.
Yeah. I now understand why it's not Mary.
Yeah, it's definitely not Mary.
It's definitely Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
You know, I heard someone pray to Mother Teresa to have their stomach healed, and it was. And they called it a miracle. And you have to
are
have...
Are they counting that for one of her miracles?
I guess so.
That's crazy.
You know how it works?
Three miracles.
To become a saint?
Yep.
Is that all?
I think so. You have to get voted by so many people in the council of the bishops or something. I don't know. I'm making that up.
Yeah, it's all something to do with, like... The keys that Jesus passed to Peter, and the things that you do on earth will be done in heaven. The things you undo on earth will be undone in heaven. Bless those you bless.
Yeah.
That's what gives the Catholic Church all its justification for them.
But
everything.
We're all saints.
That's what we believe as Protestants ever since the Reformation and blah, blah, blah. Which I know everything about. Blah, 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 blah. Wah, 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 wah. So
now we saw the cinnamon bun. Are you happy?
Yeah.
It's a reincarnation of the cinnamon bun on the table.
Yeah, we got Mary's holding it, too. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's definitely Mary, because she has the crown on.
Oh, that is Mary. You're right. So Mary's crying over the Mother Teresa cinnamon bun.
Oh, there's a tear. And it hits Mary Or it's Mother Teresa, and Mother Teresa's on fire. It looks like Mary's about ready to squeeze it.
I know, it does look like that. It's like, take that. Can't have two of us being famous showing up everywhere.
Yeah. She's like jealous.
Yep.
She's gonna squeeze it. There's a couple more that have like a bunch of pictures of it. Yeah, I don't know. Do you have your camera phone?
I do.
Maybe you wouldn't take a picture of it and put it in the podcast.
That would be funny.
It would be funny, I think. So we hope they have a couple more podcasts while we're here. And we'll talk about some more of Nashville as we go. And then Tracy's going to take a picture if it comes out. And we'll see what else we can do. Might go to line dancing and things like that. And so do you want to do the benediction?
Go forth and prosper.
And listen to Wise Haven of Bliss.
www.havenofbliss.com.
The end for now. See you later.
Ciao.
Bye.